Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
This might be the most universal, relatable story in the history that we've ever talked about.
Might be.
There are very few people that breathe and are still can listen to a radio show. But a poll, because, you know, this was important to ask, looked at what people's favorite types of air is to breathe.
Like earth air?
unless you air? Look at their list, it's a bit of a puzzling question. What air do you like to breathe? Yeah. Pardon me?
But it's basically like, what smells do you like the most with certain areas? So, like, the smell of a concert.
Okay, I know.
Well, what concert?
Yeah, what concert? Like, the Grateful Dead?
The recirculated air on planes. That's disgusting. Why would that make any? I hate the smell of a plane.
Do you? Yeah.
A library air. We've talked about that.
That's the smell of, like, book pages, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It smells. It's not air.
But the air is in the library.
Air, obviously.
Smells. Campfire smoke.
That's not even air.
Amusement park air. So like corn dogs, funnel cakes.
Well, I know, like Disney, they pump in different smells so that the park smells consistent all the time.
Really?
And I think one of those is manure.
Those Disney folks are crazy. Your home air. So like your house. Houses have sense.
Oh, sure they do.
Of course.
You mostly become nose blind to them.
Yeah.
Unless you like go away for a while.
Like,
and
you
come
go
back.
On vacation, you come
you're
back.
Like, what does that smell? So it's my house.
Now, three of the last four are basically the same thing.
Okay, let's hear them.
The air you breathe when on a hike, air in the woods, and mountain air. All basically the exact
those are the same.
All the same thing. Mountain air might be a little thinner because you're up higher, but that's it. And then air at the beach.
Yeah, that's
so
the number.
The smell
one.
Of the beach.
It depends.
We're just.
Yeah, there's a smell.
What's your favorite smell amongst life?
Ambient smells.
I guess when you say smell, though, it's probably more specific. Like a specific scent in the...
Well, the beach would be, depending on the time of day you go. Like if you go in the morning, you will smell the salt air and the wet sand. But if you go in the middle of the day, you're going to smell mostly sunscreen.
Yes.
Which I'm not a fan of.
True.
Yeah, that is accurate.
Yeah.
It depends how close you are to, you know, the bathroom building. It could smell a little different, you know.
A lot of variables in this study about what air we like to breathe.
Yep. Yeah.
I hope no one got paid for this. I hope it was a hobby or a school project.
I'm not sure. It doesn't
someone
say who did
it.
I'm
sure
somebody
got
paid
for
it.
It.
Come on. We live in Ottawa. How many useless studies happen here a day?
That's true.
Many.
People have had 40-year careers doing useless studies. So I'm sure someone got paid for it.
We're doing a study to see how many people like food. I don't agree with it. We should have a public inquiry about that.
Yeah, and that gives 10 more people jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Super Tramp.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Oh, get it.
Damn it.
Get it. It's everywhere.
You dropped your coffee?
His lid came off, too.
Oh, that sucks. It's a good start to the day. Chris spilled his coffee.
Yeah.
On the Biggs and Barr Show. News.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, tens of thousands of people still without power here in Ottawa. About 53,000 at last check. Hopefully it will be restored by end of day tomorrow. That's what they're saying anyway. Emergency centers remain open. The cleanup costs, by the way, are going to be covered by the province. Now, Hydro Ottawa concerned the rain and wind gusts in the forecasts, which I'll get to in the weather later on, could impede post-storm restoration efforts. Can't work on power lines when they're live in the rain. They do say there is lots of other work to do in the rain that they will keep themselves busy with. They're going to keep working around the clock. The Ottawa Humane Society closed until further notice. Their building has been without power since Saturday, like a lot of other people. Essential services will continue. Already scheduled adoption appointments will go ahead as planned. Most other programs and services are canceled. People who live along the Gatineau River preparing for flooding in the area. More rain is in the forecast tonight. Tomorrow, risk of thunderstorm could raise the already high water levels for preparing sandbags. It's not the case along the Ottawa River, in case you were starting to get freaked out. Two new suspected cases of monkeypox and one probable case have been reported in Toronto, bringing the number of infections being investigated in the city to four. Now, one of those three men had traveled to Montreal and was a contact of the first suspected case they were investigating over the weekend. So they said yesterday, the Canada Public Health Agency said there are 16 confirmed cases in Quebec, where the country's first cases were reported last week. It's National Paper Airplane Day. That's always a fun time. That's something everyone can do, make a paper airplane, see what they, you know, we did that a few times. Like, we normally actually celebrate this day in the show.
Yeah.
We'll make paper airplanes and throw them at each other.
It's raining, though. That's the problem.
We could do it in here, though.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
And don't forget to get your tickets for the Biggs and Barr First Responders 50-50. All proceeds go directly to the Ottawa First Responders Foundation, helping respond first responders and their families here in Ottawa access the mental health programs they need. There's only about 9 days left, so you can text 50-50 to 762-555 or go to Shea106.com to get your tickets. And now we'll look at sports. Here's Jamie.
Well, if you were able to catch the Avalanche Blues game last night, lucky you. If not, it was a dandy. Down 3-0, Blues tied it up in the third. Then Avs superstar Nate McKinnon, he was like, I don't care about Connor McDavid. Watch me. And he scored one of the nicest.
Oh, yeah. Highly real.
Oh, my God. Ooh. With like 2 minutes left in the game, too, to give his team the lead. But then St. Louis scored with a minute left to force overtime and then won. So they staved off elimination. You'll have a game six back in St. Louis there. Battle of Alberta could be over tonight. Edmonton leads Calgary 3-1. Game five is in Calgary. Also, Game 5 goes from Raleigh, North Carolina, as the Canes and Rangers go at it. If you're having tough time falling asleep tonight, the Blue Jays, they play a late game. 9:38 scheduled first pitch, so it should still be on around midnight, in case you're having a tough time. This Boston Celtics took a 3-2 series lead over the Miami Heat with a 93-80 win, and the Warriors-Mavericks, Game 5 tonight. Warriors could advance to another NBA final.
Showers today, maybe a thunderstorm late this afternoon. Some pretty gusty winds, not like we had on Saturday, but high at 23 and a bit humid. More showers tonight, maybe another thunderstorm. Then tomorrow, cloudy, some showers likely, possibly thunderstorms, still windy in 25. And then Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and maybe some showers at 25. Right now, it's 13 degrees, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie.
Yes.
You came in today. And you said, I have a story to share with everybody. I had a near Karen experience.
Yeah.
Please, the floor is yours.
Okay, so yesterday I had to go to the car dealership, had a recall on my vehicle.
Okay.
So I take it in. Now, I had had it the night prior, and I forgot to take the car seat out. So I have this big thing, and I was expecting to have to leave it there for the day.
Jamie has really long legs and really short arms, so
yeah,
he needs a car seat. He sits in a car seat.
See, it's
for your baby.
For my baby, of course. I didn't think I needed to explain.
Thank you.
And so I had been told that it was going to be an all-day thing, and they were going to send me home in an Uber, this and that. And I was like, God damn it, I forgot the car seat to take it out. So I was like, okay, well, I'll bring it into the dealership with me while I wait for this thing, because we need it. We only have one big one.
Okay.
So I'm carrying it in to the service area where you can sit and lounge in the dealership. But of course, I have to get through some doors. So I'm carrying the car seat in a weird position, like sideways, almost behind my back.
Okay.
And it's like shaking all about.
All right.
I go put it down and I go up to the desk to do my little sign-in thing. And I see a lady look at me, kind of scared, walk over and peek to make sure there wasn't a baby in the car seat. And then she looked at me again and backed away because there obviously was not a baby in the car seat.
I said, flinging it about.
Right. Oh, okay.
Did she actually think that someone would be flinging about a car seat with a baby attached in there? So then I said, should I? And I don't, because I don't really care. But should I have said something? Would you have said something?
No.
Would anyone have said something to her? Now, if she had said something to me, then I would have. There's not a baby in there, is it? I was like, what are you, an idiot? But it didn't come to that.
Right.
I just saw her.
See,
she didn't want to get caught because she looked at me.
Yeah.
And then slowly went over and peeked over the side to make sure there was no child in there.
Right.
Like it was rough. It's huge. And I had two hands and one hand behind my back upside down.
Yeah.
to get through these little doors.
Now, see, here's where you're a little wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she doesn't know you.
No.
Oh, of course.
You're taking it personal.
This is where your Jamie-isms come in.
You're taking it as if she looked at you and thought, this piece of garbage is going to fling a baby around. She's just making sure you're not a piece of garbage. Because there are pieces of garbage.
Tons of them.
Not a lot that would probably leave a baby in a seat banging it around like that. But there are some. But you're taking it personal. You're thinking she looked at me, even if you don't know you are. I would too. A lot of people would. I'd be like, what do you mean?
I'd look.
I'll be honest.
No, I wouldn't have looked in the seat. I mean, I would have taken it personal. I would have been like, why are you checking the chair? You think I'm an idiot?
No, I would have looked in the seat.
Same way he is. But really, she's just making sure.
Oh, I know what she was doing.
Human garbage. She doesn't know you're not. I know you're not. I know you'd never hurt your baby.
But like, I know what she was doing was like, the intention was great to go make sure that this guy is not doing that. But the thought, it was so out of the norm caring. Like, it was upside down at one point. Right. It was just the thought to even think.
But do you think she witnessed the whole thing, or do you think she witnessed you roughly?
She could see me coming in because the guy had opened the door for me and everything. Like, it was a bit of a scene.
Right.
But, I mean, people get mad and do dumb stuff, including harming their children. So
I get that.
All the time. We see the stories every day. So, sure. I mean, I just don't take it personal.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't. I didn't think of it like that. I didn't think, was it me?
So then why are you mad at her for making sure a baby's safe?
It's
just a question.
I'm not mad at her for making sure a baby's safe. I'm not even mad. I'm puzzled the fact that someone
she would question that you question, would do that to a baby.
But not me personally, that anyone.
But you see, Jamie, in these situations, we have to put ourselves in the other person's shoes, and we don't know what they've witnessed in their lifetime.
I suppose.
You didn't even believe that as you said that.
Of course I didn't.
Sure.
I probably would give her a stanky look, too.
It's more of a, did she think I actually carried the baby?
Personal. You took it personal. But it's fine.
Well, I was the one carrying it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know you.
No, I know.
You know?
And I have a bit of a hateable face from time to time.
Yeah,
depending on your expression.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we all do.
Never get off speeding tickets or anything like that.
Nod, wink, wink.
And my wallet's down here.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so I didn't say anything.
Maybe she knew you were. She heard that you had ran into a shopping cart with a baby.
Maybe your reputation precedes you.
Maybe.
The baby hunter.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. We know you're a great dad. Don't worry, James.
Oh.
You're good in our eyes.
Maybe with even the seat. There's no question about fatherhood here.
Okay.
Or parenthood.
It's okay.
Saying. Okay.
I'm glad I didn't say anything.
It
probably was unnecessary.
Hey! Because you know some people would have.
Oh, for sure.
Some people would have confronted
her. Can I help you?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's really hard for me.
Yeah, see, I think you would have said something.
No, I get a lot more because my son rocks and shit. He's nonverbal autistic. He does lots of weird stuff constantly all the time, especially in the car. Like, he rocks, like, the whole car shakes when he's rocking, and people can't help but stare.
Sure.
I give him a window. You know what I mean? You're allowed to look because something's
like,
going on, right?
Sure,
you're allowed to look for a couple seconds, but then dad leans over and gives him the hey, how are you?
Yeah, you know?
And then only a couple times has it raised to a, can I help you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Anyways.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
I'm glad
you
didn't cause a scene.
Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Okay.
Would you rather, guys, a ping pong table or a raise?
I'll take a raise.
Yep. That's pretty much the answer. But we'll explain why coming up.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, fellas. You think at work here you'd like a ping pong table or a raise?
Jason's asking because there was a HR quiz that has gone viral. Somebody screenshotted it from their work and it's exploded because...
Well, they'll probably get fired for doing that.
The question asked, of which of these could prevent people from quitting? And the choices were ping pong table, more responsibilities, or raises.
Prevent them from quitting.
Yeah, those were the three choices. Now, the person taking this quiz chose raises, and they were told, on the quiz, nope, that's incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Yeah. It said raises was incorrect because often when an employee leaves, it's, quote, not about the money. And of course, we all know lots of people who quit because they couldn't get a ping pong table. That's the punchline of this story. But Yeah, they're saying, you know what, people don't... Those three things, obviously it's the money. I mean, there are, sure, yes, not always people quit jobs because of money.
If I had to rank them, yes, number one, money. Number two, ping pong table. Number three, more responsibility.
Yeah.
It seems to me...
logic.
The employer and this HR quiz are maybe in a little cahoots.
You would think.
You would think.
Wait.
Are you saying?
Yeah. Jamie, are you saying that HR departments are much more inclined to pleasing their employers than their employees? Is that what you're saying?
That's preposterous.
That is preposterous.
No way.
Oh, no.
Of the few times I've been fired, I totally felt like HR was on my side. In fact, they had a meeting with me and asked me, is it okay if we fire you?
Yeah. What if you had said no?
I
don't know.
Still would have been fired.
Yeah. I still probably would have been fired.
So that is hilarious.
Yeah. And the 7 minutes they gave me in the line of 15 people they were firing in a row.
Yeah.
Man, did I feel like they're on my side.
It's true. You felt special, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Shove your ping pong table up your Yahoo and give people some more money.
Yes.
All right. It's Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, any topic, any subject, and we will answer as many as we can.
Should I turn my pool heater on? Well, yeah, why do you have the pool if you're not going to swim in it? Unless you really like cold water.
Yeah, well, like, what's it sitting at right now? What's an acceptable low for you, Jason? Like, in a pool? 75?
No, it's too cold. I would go 80.
Wow.
Really, yeah?
I like 78, 80 is the coldest I would. I used to have a pool in another place I lived.
Yeah.
And I would have the heater on. And then at night, if it gets cold, you put the blanket on it to keep the heat in.
Heat in.
Like, why do you have a pool if you're not going to use it? Just get rid of it if you don't. You're not going to use it.
Would you rather give up coffee or tea forever or beer forever? Beer. Yeah, I don't drink beer every day, but I drink coffee every day.
Yeah.
So I haven't had either in months, so that's not true. I had a couple beers on Saturday.
Oh, a couple beers.
But yeah, I mean, all of them are fine. You can give up anything, really. You just have to put your mind to it.
For sure. I think we have two questions for you, Jason, for the Rod Father.
Oh, okay.
One is, when you wear your Crocs, do you wear the strap at the back or the front?
Depends what you're doing.
You call it 4x4 mode, right?
When you click it into the... put the strap in the back, your 4x4 means you don't want them to slip off.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, sometimes yes, both.
And casting or trolling?
I don't care.
Well,
you don't do a whole lot of troll fishing, though.
I don't have a boat.
Stationary on the dock. Yeah.
I don't like put the rod in the water and then run along the bank. That would be stupid.
That would be amazing.
Please, they call me the Rod Father. Don't get the wrong idea. I like fishing. I'm not good at it. I'm not particularly knowledgeable about it. I just like it.
Yeah,
I like the act of it. It's fun. I like when I catch a fish.
That's why we like calling you the Rod Father, because it puts pressure on you.
No, it doesn't bother me when you call me that. It's just I think people have gotten the wrong idea.
Right, yeah.
Like, don't ask me fishing questions. I don't know, man. I just like it.
Give me a lure that I can't really use.
I don't. I don't need to be an expert in it to enjoy fishing. I don't want to become that guy, that fisherman guy. I don't like those guys.
You don't want to be an experienced angler.
Whatever. Yes, through experience.
You guys excited about Top Gun coming out tomorrow?
Excited?
I don't know if I'll see it. I hear the reviews are pretty good.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah. I don't know if I'm excited about it.
They got a 6-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yes.
I don't think that's accurate.
What, you think everyone's lying?
I don't know.
I didn't make it up.
There must have been another reason. You're not getting Top Gun a 6-minute standing ovation at a film festival. It might be a fun action movie, but it's not getting a 6-minute standing ovation.
I agree. I didn't just go, oh, wow, and then not question it myself. I agree. And it happened.
Okay.
Why is mayonnaise the only condiment we don't call by its full name? We just call it mayo sometimes, I guess, because it's long. You don't call it ketch or muss?
No.
Or rel?
No, it's
just... I usually say mayonnaise. I'm not a fan mayo. Of the word mayo.
Yeah, I think I say mayonnaise too more often than mayonnaise. I would say mayo.
But the texture is correct. Like, that is one of the
few. It is, yeah.
That we do.
Is there any
mayonnaise!
Other...
Mayonnaise!
Yeah.
My wife asked a question. She asked if you pronounced mayonnaise with three syllables or two. Like mayonnaise. This has how it's spelled, right?
Yeah.
Or you just say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah. Mayonnaise!
Like
no,
that.
Not like that.
Okay.
No, mayo. Yeah, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
In the middle, like mayonnaise.
So you're 2.5 syllables?
Mayonnaise. Okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah. If you could explore the deepest parts of the ocean or outer space, which would you choose?
I'll choose the ocean.
You're just going to see big, dumb fish down there.
Yeah, or
fish.
Nothing. So, like, you guys don't scuba dive, so you don't know the peace and quiet that is.
Oh, I can imagine, but the space solitude. Is probably peace and
quiet. Yeah, it could
quiet
be quiet too. There, too. I've never been to space.
In both places, without the proper gear, you would die.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that is accurate. That is an accurate assessment. Did you just figure that out?
He's holding his head right now. Jamie's holding his head.
Did you just come to that realization that without the proper equipment in both the deepest parts of the ocean and outer space, you would die?
Uh-huh. What are you, stupid? Yeah.
You got to get on the phone with NASA. They have to know.
Yeah.
You have to let them know that they need equipment to go into space.
And underwater.
Yeah.
I'll see that, snooze.
Sorry, I know this is going a little long, but you see that Sharknado report about that underwater volcano that erupted? And there's these weird sharks that are have like adapted to the living in a volcano, basically underwater. And now they're like out and people are freaking out because there's these volcano sharks.
Man.
Ow. I saw them. They weren't that impressive. But seriously, get on the phone with NASA.
I will.
You know Chris Hemsworth. Let him know at least somebody.
Chris Hemsworth?
Or whatever his name is.
Chris Hadfield?
Hadfield, okay.
Totally different humans.
Yeah. Thanks,
so. Hey, tell Thor.
What are you, stupid?
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto, what on the Biggs and Barr Show?
Welcome to Otto What. We have 5 questions. You'll have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you do have to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000 in cash. And then we get a whole bunch of gas prizes also.
We have Greg on the phone.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Are you a big listener of Otto What?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, then you know how it works, and I wish you the best of luck.
Right on. Thank you.
All right, Greg, your time will begin after I read the first question. In what country will you find the Milk River Bath, which is known to be the most radioactive mineral spa in the world?
Jamaica.
If you were to score a rouge, what sports league are you playing in?
Pass.
If a male donkey is a jack, what is the female called?
Pass.
What game show host admitted to touching a model's breasts 28 years ago today?
Bob Barker.
What hurts more, stepping on broken glass and nails or finding out your high school crush used you to get close with your friend?
Broken glass.
Your time's up. All right. Let's go over your answers. You obviously didn't win. She passed on a couple.
Yeah.
What hurts more, stepping on broken glass and nails or finding out your high school crush used you to get close with your friend? You said broken glass.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I would also agree with that, but the answer here says crush being being a piece.
Why would you care
how
now,
painful
though?
That could
be. As an adult, why would you care?
I didn't say as an adult. Like, yeah, I meant in high school. The pain that would cause.
Sure.
I guess. It depends.
But if you ask me today, which would I prefer to find out, it's the
I didn't
glass.
Mean that. I meant, like, wow, in high school. He got it wrong.
Yeah, he got it wrong, technically. What game show host admitted to touching a model's breast 28 years ago today? Greg did not hesitate with the answer of Bob Barker.
Oh,
and he's right. If a male donkey is a jack, what is the female called? You passed on that. It's a Jenny.
That's not an ass. I thought where jackass came from.
Oh, you think the couple?
No. And if you were to score a rouge, what sports league are you playing in? You passed on that. That's a CFL, the Canadian Football League. And in what country will you find the Milk River Bath, the most radioactive mineral spa in the world? You did know it was Jamaica.
Smile in Jamaica. Want you to smile in Jamaica. You'll get them together right now. In Jamaica.
So 3 out of 5?
2.
Because you didn't give them the opinion one, right?
Oh, 2 out of 5. That's
two out of 5.
Two out of 5.
Not great, Greg.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah. But you seem like a kind man, a smart man, sort of, before you answer the questions. we wish you the best day, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Ciao. I guess we'll try again tomorrow.
I thought he would have gotten the CFL one.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think. But if you don't fall football, you don't know. You know what I mean? That's all.
For sure.
And it's only a rule in the CFL. It's not in the NFL. So. But anyways, we have a tree that has fallen down in front of our radio station here. Blocking. We have a circle driveway.
Yeah.
And it's blocking half the driveway.
So people can still get into work, but yeah, there's some cones in front of it, and it is blocking it.
We've been talking about cutting it up ourselves, just, you know, helping out whoever's out there doing that those jobs. And we might do it today. We'll see. Jason brought his chainsaw.
Yeah, I got it.
But our boss said something ridiculous yesterday.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Adam, you remember Adam? We've had a few run-ins with this fella. Yeah. So we're going to... I was recording with my camera on my phone because he was saying such ridiculous things.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you the outcome of it, and then we'll see if we have if the rain stops long enough for us to go out and cut up this tree.
I mean, you can cut trees in the rain. Before
it's not even raining.
Before people text me. It's just there's other things going on. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, the Adam part of it is today that we need to focus on.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And, you know, there are thousands of trees down in Ottawa and other areas as well, including one in the driveway of the radio station here.
Yeah, we got a big one that came over.
Decent-sized tree.
Right in front of us here, we have, like, a little circle driveway that loops around and sends you back out or sends you to the back lot. A tree has fallen into one side of it, so you can still kind of work your way around and get to the parking lot. But in our discussion of, like, it's been here for a few days, we know... Obviously, the people that are doing this stuff professionally are overloaded.
And this is certainly not a priority. Like, it's not impeding.
No.
So, like, it's okay.
So we thought, well, why don't we cut it up? And so we were talking to our boss yesterday about doing that. And he made one of the most insane statements he's ever made. This is our boss, Adam, if you haven't, if you just, you know, sort of started listening to us and you haven't heard.
You started to record him after his initial statement.
Yes.
So his initial statement was, I could probably just drag the tree onto the grass, is what he said.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Adam's like 5'8". Is he taller than that?
He's a bit bigger than that.
I think he's as tall as you.
No. I don't think he's as tall as
me. He's taller than me, but like not by much.
We'll give him 5'10", and he maybe maybe weighs a buck 40. Yeah. Maybe a buck 40. And this is a massive tree.
The big tree.
The three of us together would never claim to move this tree. But
wood can be very heavy.
Here's what our boss, Adam, Tim Tuffy here, had to say here.
What are you going to do?
It's not a bit. I can 100% move the tree, though, from... the pavement onto the grass.
You're outside of your mind.
Is it a light wood tree? What kind of tree is it?
It's not a bit. I don't know what kind of tree it is.
It might be a very heavy tree.
Not a bit.
He kept saying not a bit. That's like radio lingo, meaning like I'm not joking.
Yeah. Like he's trying to tell us he's not messing around. And he knew at that point he realized I was recording him. But So then we all watched him together.
Yeah.
Walk out.
Yeah.
What did he kick the tree?
He looked at the tree, and he sort of stepped over it because it's quite big and off the ground.
Yeah,
it's massive.
Pushed it a couple times.
Right.
Then stepped back over, walked away, looked back a couple more times, and then came back in the building.
Yeah.
Realizing that he could never, in any circumstance, move that tree by himself.
Even though he said,
I can 100% move the tree, though, from the pavement onto the grass.
No, he could not. No single man could, I don't think.
100%.
No. Like, you could have the mountain here. The world's have whatever that guy's name is.
He might be able to budget, maybe.
With the proper setup, maybe with, like, some straps and stuff like that. Yeah. Not with his bare hands. Like, I had several trees fall down on my property, and I had to cut them up. And even still, I wanted to leave them long so I could use the wood, but I couldn't just pick them up or drag most of them. I had to use my tractor to pull them along and put them in the place I wanted.
Anyways, so now that we've thoroughly embarrassed him.
Again.
We're going to get rid of that tree this morning.
Yeah, we'll cut
it up and get rid of it. I'm just going to go pick it up with one hand and chuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'll just chuck it to Kingston. It'll be their problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get out of the RSA.
I can 100% move the tree, though, from the pavement onto the grass.
Yeah. I can 100% move the tree because I brought a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut it up.
When we say we, Jason's going to work. I'm going to supervise.
Well, have a safety supervisor, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. But we'll do that later in the show, probably around 8:40-ish. right now, some trees on Shea 106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
This is
the Dougie line. Every day around this time, we share messages that are left at 216-3849 or just text Dougie to 762-555. It is the place where you can leave whatever you want for the city of Ottawa to hear and the world, basically. James, what do you have today?
Oof. This guy should get a medal just for powering through. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Just got a brain freeze, and the most painful thing I've ever experienced, like always is, they suck.
All brain freeze.
God bless that man. Powering through.
I haven't had a brain freeze in many years. I've come close a couple times, but it's in life, I've learned.
Rub the roof of your mouth with your tongue really quick.
Mm. Yeah, or like when you feel it a little bit coming on.
Stop.
Yeah. That's really all it is. Just stop.
Yeah. I think, I've had some brutes recently.
Recently?
Yeah. I mean, like within the last couple of years.
Okay.
I mean, not. Yeah. But, when it locks in, boy,
man.
Yeah. Why is our body stupid? Why is our body that stupid?
Yeah.
It's not even necessary. Like, it's not too cold for your mouth. You're not eating things that are damaging your mouth. So why does it have to make your brain hurt to tell your mouth to stop doing it when it doesn't even need to stop doing it?
Internal hypothermia warning, I guess. I don't know.
It's ridiculous. Anyways.
It does hurt, though.
Yeah. Next.
Here's the annoying thing. Happens every 4 years, and he's right.
So one of these people, the people that come to your doors and try and persuade you to vote their way, when they leave a card at your door and you don't want it, I don't know whose responsibility it is, but I think if anyone out there is listening, don't put cards on people's doors if they didn't want to talk to you in the first place.
No, that's fair.
He's right. He's talking about election people who come and try to persuade you, then they leave the thing on your door.
Anyone who comes to my door uninvited.
Yeah.
I don't want them there.
Whatever. I said some of the dogs barking. I mean, it takes 2 seconds to tell somebody to go away. It's not.
Oh, I don't have to tell them because my dogs are I have three dogs and they're all going insane, biting each other, hitting the glass. Cool. So I just shoo the people. I'm like, go.
Really, a card on your door is that big of a hassle to you? That
it's just a waste. Pile up. Yeah, it's a waste.
Okay. But I mean, all advertising in any form
is
a waste.
Agreed. So. Things that come to your house unwanted or in your mailbox?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it something I encourage to happen in my house? No, but I'm not really that. You guys are that upset by it?
Oh, no, it just
doesn't happen often to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like it.
Fair enough. I mean, you can not like it. Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else to say about it? I thought it was like something big or serious that happened every 4 years.
Well, the election usually.
Right.
There's a majority.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just about hanging cards.
You think I was talking about like a new comet or something
that comes around? Something, a little more substance than just hanging a card on a door.
I think it's a thing a lot of people deal with.
Ah, I don't know if they deal with it.
When I come home and there's something on my door, I go, ugh.
That's something you deal with? Like, I don't
know. Okay, I understand. I understand like what you're saying. Wow. Like, it's not like the hardest thing, not even hard in an iota. It's just a couple extra steps.
Like, your life's okay, right?
But it's still.
It's not even extra steps. You're walking through that door anyways.
How many things do you get slightly annoyed with on a daily basis?
A lot.
Of course. And this is one that slightly annoys me.
Okay.
And then I go and pick it off, and I don't think about it until the next one.
I'm questioning it. I'm like, why would you bother? Why would you bother to leave that? That's all.
I don't know who they're persuading with those things. No. I think those methods are.
Ooh.
I don't know if there's research that says.
That's who I will vote for.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems dumb.
Yeah.
But whatever. All right. And the final?
I love this so much from our pal Croptober here.
Okay.
So, boys, I got a bone to pick with these damn parents who like to hand out participation ribbons to their kids. Well, now your kids are coming to the workforce. And they're getting hurt picking up rakes. That's right. They can't even pick up a rake. They're getting hurt. They're hurting their fingers. Quit it, parents. Let them get hurt. Because when we get them in the workforce, we get useless. They're bums. They can't even rake soil. They're getting hurt. Anyways. Rock on, boys.
I mean, that is sad. Not even being asked to dig. Just raking.
Well, now your kids are coming to the workforce, and they're getting hurt picking up rakes.
That's Croptober. He's the most positive, friendliest, mostly because he's always high.
Yeah.
But he's like the nicest guy in the world. And look how mad he is.
Like you've annoyed. These kids have annoyed Croptober.
The nicest man.
And they're getting hurt picking up rakes.
Rakes.
Rakes. Can't even rake soil.
They're hurting their fingers.
Yeah. And that's not just for like labor jobs either.
No.
Like news, like students out of school going into offices and stuff like that who don't think they have to earn any. And then, you know, it's all over the workforce.
It's
all
weird
over the
that there can't be a balance, though. Right? Obviously, like, we need better conditions in all cases.
Sure.
But, like, we can't, we either have the softest or the hardest. Like, there's just never, like,
there's very few
you know
in-betweens.
What? Work hard and we'll take, and, you know, but this is a good place to, you know, I mean, this is a good environment to work in. It's strange.
Well, now your kids are coming to the workforce and they're getting hurt picking up rakes.
Picking it up.
Not even raking. Just picking it up.
Yeah.
Off the truck, off the ground. Yeah. Who knows? Got a sliver problem?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Little blisters on there.
Oh, he's a beaut.
Great.
All right. Anything you want the city of Ottawa to hear, you leave it on our Dougie line. 216-3849 or text Dougie to 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Don't be...
Boring.
This is so boring.
It was really, really
boring.
I hate that second. I want to like it, but I hate that intro so much. Welcome to Don't Be Boring. You call us. You have 10 seconds to hook us with a story. If we are in, you get to hang around. We pick one. Someone tells us their story, and if it's not boring, you win, well, could be $70 million with Wattlemax today.
Yeah. Let's go with Jerry first.
That's an unfair advantage. You just hyped him up now.
I like it, though. When I was a little gaffer, I used to sell my soul for ice cream. And the better the ice cream, the more I'd be willing to sell my soul. So this one time, my brother offered
me. That's your 10 seconds. That's your 10 seconds.
Put him on hold.
So?
Ice cream soul selling.
Wow. I'm interested to know what he thinks selling his soul is.
I don't want to hang up on him yet.
No, sure. Not at all. No. Yeah, for sure.
Let's go with Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
You got 10.
Hey.
10. Yeah, go.
Perfect. So I call my friend Sophie, who's my ride or die, at about 10 o'clock at night at the corner of the intersection close to my house. And I'm like, look, I'm literally standing.
10 seconds, guys. 10 seconds up. Yeah.
Sorry. I think we have to hang up on her.
I don't. I don't.
Didn't
think
it, didn't get to the point in
no
any
point,
way.
No.
Okay. I mean, sorry, Rachel.
You got totally missed the point. Yeah, of discussion.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yep. Okay. Let's go with Justin. Let's see what he has to say.
Justin, 10 seconds.
Morning, boys.
Wow. Not a single person. 10 seconds. Don't be boring. Go.
All I gotta say is raging Christmas fireball.
All right, hold on.
You guys interested in raging Christmas fireball?
Well, I mean, I'm not disinterested.
Yeah, I'm not disinterested. Okay. We can keep it here. Okay,
sure,
raging Christmas fireball. And let's go with Miles.
Miles, 10 seconds. Don't be boring. Go.
I got a story about Cosmo. When he was in grade school, he went in one day and he was all bummed out. The teacher asked him, Cosmo, what's wrong?
All right, hold on. All right, story about Cosmo. Sounds to me like he doesn't know Cosmo at all.
Yeah,
it's probably a joke.
Yeah.
About the Calgary Flames joke. Or liberals or something.
Yeah, something. One of those two.
Could only be that.
I guess all we got is selling our soul for ice cream then. No,
or Christmas fireball.
I want to know what type of ice cream he thinks is worth more for his soul.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I want to know what he wants to do for the ice cream. Jamie's just more interested in what kind of ice cream it is.
Yeah, I'm inclined to hear Jerry's story.
I can imagine selling your soul for Tiger Tail or something like that.
Yeah,
that
would be awesome.
Let's find out.
Yeah. All right, Jerry.
All right. So when I was younger, my brother used to convince me to do all kinds of terrible things for ice cream. Vanilla ice cream was sort of your general... embarrassment, but this one time he offered me chocolate ice cream with chocolate syrup.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So okay.
Obviously, I was in on that. So he takes me down in the basement, and he wraps me up with foam padding, and then he pulls out a pellet gun. He says, all you need to do is walk back and forth and quack like a duck. So, I mean, it's for chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm walking back and forth, quacking like a duck. And he shoots at me. And one of them went through the foam padding. And I grab the foam padding, fall over, and I say, you got me. And he said, that's fantastic. Now get up. Let's keep going. At the end of it, after he unwraps the foam padding, the worst part was, in order not to tell Mommy, I had to pull the pellet out of my stomach.
Right.
And he used a pair of my dad's needle-nose pliers.
Yeah.
It was still worth the ice cream, though.
Yeah, okay. All right. Wow, all right. Chocolate syrup on it.
Yeah, he did have chocolate syrup.
All right.
Jamie, on your hierarchy of ice cream, is chocolate with chocolate syrup
worth pellet gun shooting?
As a child?
Yeah.
As a child, yeah.
For sure.
All right, Jerry, you win.
Congratulations. You got yourself $100 worth of Lotto Max, which could be worth $70 million, okay?
I appreciate that, guys.
All right, man. All right, thanks. Hang on.
Brothers, eh?
Oh, it's the worst.
All you gotta do.
Yeah. Just put on this foam and let me shoot you with a BB gun in the basement and don't tell Mom. Like, what? He got that ice cream.
Yeah, he did. He earned it. Speaking of earning a little recognition, we have been looking for about 24 hours for a fellow by the name of Art Hunter. He lives in Manotick, and he powered basically his entire neighborhood because his house was off the grid.
Got a little microgrid system there.
And we wanted to give him a Big Zimbar Human Star, and it looks like we might have found him.
Yes.
All right, so that's coming up on Shea 106.
The Big Zimbar Show.
Yeah, we've been giving out Big Zimbar Human Star Awards, and we'd like to give out another one today.
Yeah, they're awards we give to people that go above and beyond in their community and whatever, just helping folk out. Good folk need to be recognized. So we saw the story. We heard about the story about this fellow named Art Hunter, who lives in Manotick and has a house that's on a...
microgrid.
Microgrid, so pretty much off the grid. When the power went out in his neighborhood, he allowed all his neighbors, basically, to run extension cords to his house.
Yeah.
He set up a little charging station in his driveway so people could charge electronics, phones, laptops, stuff like that. And, it took a while to track him down. Because he's not a big social media guy, not easy to find. But we did find him, and I believe Jamie's calling him at the moment.
Yeah.
And let's give him a chat.
Hello.
Hi, is this Art?
It is.
It's the Big Zimbar Show from Shea. How you doing?
Oh, good.
How's Manotick today?
Well, we're back to normal in this community.
Oh, that's good.
But there's still some parts of Manotick which are out, but we're fine right here.
We were told that you went above and beyond for your neighbors and let everyone run extension cords to your house because you're basically off the grid.
Well, that's correct. Fortunately, one of the spinoffs from owning a microgrid is the fact that when the power goes out, you're standalone and there's energy there.
Yeah.
And when people needed it, I said, come on, and we'll connect you up.
You sound like a good guy, Art.
Hey, listen, what am I going to do? Am I going to say no? Hey, you can't do that. You're part of a community, and you contribute.
Wise man. That's a we also learned that. Were you a rocket scientist? Is that what you did?
Yeah. I was the project manager on Canadarm for Space Shuttle.
That's pretty cool.
Out of NRC.
So did you build your whole grid, everything by yourself, or?
Well, pretty well build it. You know, that sort of has visions of, raw lumber coming in and a ton of copper, which I have to melt down. No. I mean, I bought parts. They're all.
Okay.
Right.
They're parts that you can buy commercially. And
Well, we have an award on our show. We call the Big Zimbar Human Star, and we just give it to people that go above and beyond in situations like this. And, a lot of people have suggested you, and we would like to also. So it's just you're going to get a little medal. It's nothing, but we just want to make sure that people who are recognized that do things like this, that's all.
Oh, isn't that nice? That is really nice. I will put that in a convenient place right in I know where to put it. It right in my garage with all the electronics all around it, and I'll give it a nice home.
Thank you so much for your time. You're a great man, and we hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much, then. Bye-bye.
What a nice man.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
What a great guy. Solid. You know what I mean? Just a solid human.
Mm-hmm.
It's our pleasure to give him a Biggs and Barr Human Star. The medals are pretty sweet, too.
They're pretty cool medals.
Yeah, they're pretty cool medals. Yeah. I mean, when I say it's nothing, I just mean, like, we don't have, like, a cash prize for you or, like, a trip. But the medals are pretty awesome.
Sometimes that is more.
Yes, it is. I agree. Speaking of Human Star, the exact opposite, our boss, Adam. claimed he could move a massive tree in front of the station.
It fell down.
You have the audio?
Yeah, I do.
I can 100% move the tree, though, from the pavement onto the grass.
Turns out he couldn't.
No, couldn't even move it an inch. So we're going to get rid of this tree. Jason's brought his chainsaw and about 200 pounds in safety gear.
Yeah. All safety first.
Yeah. I will try to find a supervisor helmet, and we're going to head outside and get rid of this tree before we get out of here this morning.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, they are outside right now because we have a tree in our driveway, and Jason Barr, the woodsman, is going to cut it down, and Chris is on the line right now. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, just doing real good.
Yeah. We are out here in front. A tree has fallen into our driveway, and instead of just waiting for others to do it, we figured we'd just take care of it. Well, by I say we, Jason Barr is basically going to do everything. I have my supervisor helmet on.
I was going to say, he looks pretty good with your yellow hard hat there.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a supervisor on site, right? So, Jason is in the most safety gear I've ever seen a human being in my entire life.
He looks like one of those guys who goes next to the volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, he's getting to work. He is getting to work.
Oh, that
Jason
is...
Jason normally a very calm, sort of collected soul. I think this is where he takes his rage out on. Very aggressive.
He's got a man tool.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the blade stuck.
Oh, he's got it stuck already.
He's free. He is free.
He's free.
He's
okay.
Free. Yeah, I mean, we'll do a video of this,
obviously.
I was going to say,
you're going to take some vid?
We'll throw it up on the old Facebook. Jason's riding the tree like a pony at the moment. Yeah, we'll get this up and...
All right, that is a fantastic sound through the phone, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's exciting to watch. I'm sorry I keep, stopping, but something about cutting wood.
Yeah, there's something about cutting wood.
There isn't, you know what I mean? There's something about cutting wood.
Yeah, it makes you feel alive, unlike the tree.
I'm going to start clearing some of this rubble for the man.
No, you're not. Okay. All right, well, we'll check in again.
All right.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Jay.
All right, the tree cut. At Shea 2022 continues.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Shea 106.
Hey, good morning. That does it for the show today. I'm Jamie, by the way. Chris Biggs and Jason Barr, they're outside cutting down a tree. Well, the tree's already down. It's in the driveway, and there's lots of other priorities. It's not really blocking anything. We can go the other way around, but lots of other priorities around the city and the region. So we're just going to clear it ourselves. Well, I haven't done a damn thing. I got to be honest. I haven't done a thing. Even Chris Biggs himself got his hands a little dirty moving some logs, but that's where they are. Anyway, that's it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. It's a Friday. It's going to be a feel-good Friday, obviously. We're going to play some That's Fact, and we're going to have some good vibes. That's basically it. So you enjoy whatever day. Try and stay dry. I think it's supposed to rain. We'll be back tomorrow morning. All right, bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.